News that makes you money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Shares of Netflix are up about 3.5% right now as the company raises the price for some users of the popular streaming service. We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Who is going to be facing higher prices, Tom?
This is done by the tiers. $2 hit for the top tier folks who are getting that 4K and that four device viewing package. That goes from $11.99 to $13.99. The middle tier, which is most of the subscribers, goes up a buck from $9.99 to $10.99. And then the basic plan stays at $7.99, which has been where it's been since the inception of this over-the-top solution. That's about a third of the subscribers.
I guess the subscribers would ask, is it worth it?
Well, that's the big question. Everybody has to ask their, you know, that question themselves and determine their own value proposition. But let's face it, the American consumer's balance sheet is doing a little better these days. There are some incremental wage hikes out there, and Netflix can capture some of that. So you mentioned shares are up a little bit, but the thing we all have to remember is that they are all about now funding original content. That's where this money is going. It's very risky, very expensive. In fact, the company says it's going to spend $7 billion next year for original shows and movies.
Tom, is this something where, you know, a lot of people think, well, if I cut the cable, I'm going to save money? Do you really have to kind of be vigilant and watching? And sometimes maybe different services are more beneficial to you, more efficient for you.
Yeah, I think everybody's in that mode of trying to determine where the real value lies in terms of their spending dollar on media. It can certainly spin out of control. You start subscribing to 15 things, and before you know it, your cable package looks cheap. So that's one of the things I think folks are going to be looking at. And as far as the company goes, you know, they're trying to get this virtual circle going here with having better shows, more hit shows, increasing their pricing power. But the big question, of course, is whether that content war is sustainable. You know, there's been some shows. There was one called The Get Down. You've never heard of. Netflix produced it. Cost $16 million a show, more than Game of Thrones. So it's a risky business, and consumers right now are being asked to subsidize it.
Wow, $16 million for a show you've never heard of. My goodness, no wonder Netflix is raising rates. It's getting expensive there to compete in this streaming marketplace. Tom Lason, the president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.